we're going to start posting each podcast episode that you see on YouTube a week earlier on Patreon. So feel free to join for early access to all episodes. Plus, we're going to start doing bonus podcast episodes every week. So if you want to join Patreon, it's patreon.com/concretevideos. Next week's episode is already posted there, so feel free to go check it out. Merry Christmas, Matt Cox.
How do I look?
It's Christmas Eve.
This thing's fucking... This is no good.
We're live on Christmas Eve with Matthew B. Cox.
This is a baby beard. This is not a good beard.
How's it going, Matt? Thanks for joining the show on Christmas Eve.
That's like a bad Santa beard.
It is. That was a great one. That was great.
The movie's hilarious.
Awesome. Well, I'm not wearing this the whole time.
Are you fine? Are you better now? Did you officially recover from Corona?
Yes.
The coronavirus?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
How was it?
It was.
Are you wearing your headphones this time?
Oh, shit.
We
got to wear our headphones? Okay.
Headphones are good.
Where are your headphones? Oh, you've got them on. Never mind. All right, forget it. Don't listen to me.
Jeez.
All right.
How was your Corona experience,
Matt? Oh, wow.
Matt
Cox? That's so weird.
Yeah, crispy.
Now we're talking.
How, Corona?
Yeah, how did you get Corona? How long did it last? Tell me, give me the skinny on it.
I had it bad, too. Like,
really?
I up until I got it, I was like, I've had a cold before. I'll be fine. So what? It's the flu. What's the big deal? Bro, I was down 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Damn.
Like, I was sick for, like, what happened was, I got, one day I started having a little bit of a cough. No big deal. And my girlfriend came over. She came over that night. Okay, no big deal.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, she comes over. We go out. We hang out. We go to bed. The next morning, I woke up. And I was done. Like, I mean, I literally in the middle of the night, I woke up and I went and checked the thermostat because I thought, you know, it's a new apartment.
Yeah. Were you getting the sweats and stuff?
Yeah. I started sweating. And what I thought happened was I thought the thermostat might have raised itself up because you know how they'll do that sometimes. They
mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just a brand new apartment. Maybe it automatically does it. I go and I check and it said it was like 72. I was like, that's crazy. It's not working. I hit it all the way down to like 68, got back in bed. Next morning when I wake up, I'm like, I woke up and I go, Jess. And she's like, what? What's up? And I go, I'm so hot. I said, are you hot? And she goes, I'm freezing.
Oh, no.
And my whole body was achy. And I thought, well, how could I be achy? I feel like this. Like, I didn't work out hard or anything. How am I so fucked up? Listen, I couldn't get out of bed. I mean, I like crawled out of bed and I was like, I'm in so much pain. I was sweating. And then I laid back down. I was like, baby, I was like, because we were supposed to go to church. And I go, baby, I don't think
church. Matt Cox goes to church.
I knew he's going
to. Oh fuck! Repent.
That sounds like a movie.
Repent. That does sound like a movie.
Ernest goes to church.
Listen, my girlfriend goes to church, and I want to go to church because I want to. You know, we can do mm-hmm. that together, and she likes that. And if it's important to her, then it's important to me.
God bless
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God!
My Lord and Savior. Ridiculous. Hey, pour me some of that Bailey's in here.
Ooh, we got fucking Bailey's on the podcast today, bitch.
So anyway.
So, yeah. You're all fucked up. What, do you wake up and go to the doctor? Or you
No,
you
I
chill
just,
for
no,
a couple
we,
days?
We, I laid in bed for like an hour or so, and she was like, what's wrong with you? How do you feel? Like, what are your, what, and so as we slowly started talking, she was like, you've got all the symptoms.
Of COVID.
Of COVID. She was everything.
Who, your girl said that?
Yeah, and we looked it up, and we read them off, and I had a bunch of them. And then, look, I laid in bed. We laid in bed all day, slept all day. And then she left the next, either that night or the next morning. And then, yeah, man, then the next day, I couldn't get out of bed the next day. And then I'd say on, oh, no, no, you know what happened? That Monday, right then, that next day, that was Sunday. So then on Monday morning, I went straight, got tested. Bam, it said COVID. So I was like, fuck.
How long did you have to wait in line for?
Like 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Goddamn.
Well, they just tested you right line through your car like a drive-thru?
No, everybody says that. This wasn't. This was in Bradenton. I had to get out. I had to stand in line. I'm hacking and coughing. Everybody else is there to do it for work. Like, they're all like, oh, I got to get this tested for work. And I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there hot and sweating one minute. And then the next minute, I'm like, fuck, it's cold. I should have brought a jacket. You know, and it was perfect. It was a great day. It was like 70 degrees. And guys, people are looking at me. And then this one woman's looking at me. And she's like, how do you feel? I was like, I feel horrible. And she had already had it. And she came back because she had blisters or something on the bottoms of her feet.
Fuck.
Oh, she was telling me, she said, oh, yeah, some people are getting, like, their toes are turning red. And there's all kinds of weird new symptoms. Anyway, but she was like, yeah, you might have a hard time. And I was like, I run, like, 4 miles a day. I'm going to be good. I'll be over this in a couple days.
So when they tested you positive?
Wrong. Way wrong about that.
What did the nurses there say to you once you were positive?
Have you been tested?
Yes, I have been. I'm negative. No. My wife actually just recently got tested too. She's negative.
But they had like a van set. Did they have? Did you go stand in line, or did you?
I had to go wait in line.
Did you see with the guys with the gloves were like hazmat?
No.
Okay.
No.
Listen. So this thing, I wait in line. After I get in line, the first thing you have to do is you go to like these military, like these police guys, right? Like, but they're like the military, and you show them your ID. You get a kit. Then you go. Then this guy authenticates the kit. Then you walk up the stairs. Like, it was a fucking took forever. So I go up there. They had two plexiglass windows with these people that have like gloves. Mm-hmm. Like they're standing behind it and they have gloves. And they're like, okay, take the kit. Okay, they take the kit. They do the whole thing. They do the whole thing, and then they drop it in a box and they say, okay, you'll be contacted or emailed or in the next, you know, within 20 minutes. And by the time I got back to my car, I'd already gotten like 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later. I was so messed up. I walked right by my car and walked all the way to the wrong parking lot.
God damn.
Got there and was like, Where did I park? And I was like, you idiot, you parked right next to the line. I'm like, oh my God. Turned around, came all the way back, and my phone went off. And I checked out, and boom, it said, you know, positive.
When you were positive, did the nurses tell you anything, like what you should do?
Tell me that I got a phone call from somebody with the Hillsborough County CDC, like, or whatever you want to call it, whatever the county CDC type thing.
That's Manatee County down there.
Well, okay, well, it was Manatee. Well, it wasn't the CDC, but whatever it was like the county CDC type situation. Yeah. And she called and she's like, okay, how do you feel? How about this? I was like, oh, this and this and this. And she just told me, look, you know, she was like, you know, take zinc, take, you know, vitamin D, vitamin C, sleep as much as you can, lay in bed, drink lots of water, all the stuff you're supposed to, same thing your mom would say.
Yeah.
Eat some chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
So what'd you do? You're healthy. You shook it off in like, what, 48 hours?
No, it's like, 2 weeks later.
Two weeks?
Damn.
Here's the thing. You know how everybody talks about like, oh, you can't breathe. First of all, I couldn't taste anything. And that had already happened. I didn't realize it till I started looking back like and thinking. I told you guys about getting like a flat tire, right?
No.
Anyway, I had gotten a flat tire and I actually, my car's so cheap, you don't even have a spare tire. So, and this was during the tropical storm thing. So anyway, when I got out of the car and I had to take the big platform thing in the back to try and remove the tire that isn't actually there, it's actually like a big can of Fix-A-Flat. I got all wet. So then my car smelled like mildew. Jess had said, your car smells like mildew. Do you smell that? And I went, no. And she goes, you don't smell that? And I was like, no. And that was during the day. Remember, it wasn't until the next day that I realized I was sick. So it was already happening. I couldn't smell anything. I realized that the next day because when I went home, like I took a shower after the thing, and I sprayed cologne on. And I was like, I can't smell this at all. Like, that's what? Weird. Usually, it's overwhelming when you've heard, right? Nothing. So I started realizing, whoa, I got some problems. So Then I was sick for a while. Like I was in bed for 2 or 3 days. Then I was so bored. Look, by the way, by this point, Jess got sick.
I was going to ask, did she get sick too?
Yeah, she got sick because we couldn't have been more close that night, you know?
Fuck. So did she actually get tested, or she just like chalk it up to the game? I got COVID too because I'm next to Mac.
Oh, no, she went and got checked. And she works at a dairy plant, so she can't. She got tested and then
dairy
she said,
plant. Fuck.
Yeah, so she.
That sounds gnarly.
So she got tested and they won't let you. She can't work there.
Yeah.
So couldn't go to school, came and stayed with me for a couple days. And then by like day two or something like that, like the second or third day, she goes, listen, I can't lay in bed anymore. She goes, I'm going to go fishing. And I went, I'll go. And she was like, yeah, sick, sweating, tired, achy. She goes fishing.
What kind of fishing does she do?
Fishing.
I don't know anything about fishing.
She doesn't tell you where she goes fishing?
She sends me pictures of fish and her.
That's all you know.
Goldfish.
What kind of fish?
I don't know.
Fish. Do you got a picture on your phone?
I got a bunch of pictures.
I want to see what kind of fish he's catching.
Wait, I don't know what kind of fish they are.
I mean, if you show me the picture, I could probably figure it out.
Jones knows. He's a goddamn angler.
I'm a goddamn fish man. You see those tridents over there in the corner? Yeah.
You ever watch Deckhands?
Nobody watches Deckhands. What are you talking about? I got bad pictures in here.
Is she fishing for grouper? Is she getting tilapia in the lakes?
Oh, I got it. Okay.
She's fishing for trouser snake.
Yeah, she is.
What the hell is that, Jones? It's a grouper.
That's not a, I don't know what the
fuck.
That's
not a fish.
That looks like a fucking.
He almost said that's not a fish.
That looks like a bass.
It does look like a bass.
That's a fucking bass, bro. She's fishing in
bass fishing.
She's fishing in the lakes.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
I don't know. I guess.
So, Lando. Oh, you live in Lando Lakes. That makes sense.
No, I don't. We don't. This is down by Bradenton. Hmm. There's tons of little places. You know, out there. It's cow.
She's fishing for trouser trout.
So she goes off. She goes fishing, right? You know what she did the next day? Well, actually, it was the same day. She went that. She didn't fish the first day. The first day, she got home and her dad said, "Hey." If she was going to go fishing, he's like, well, if you got the day off, he said, I got all the stuff to fix the brakes on my car. If you want to fix them. And she was like, yeah, I'll fix them. So she spent all day replacing her dad's brakes.
Damn. She didn't replace brakes?
Bro, listen, I told you when my alternator went bad, and I was like, look,
this bitch is rugged, bro.
Like, let's
best
just
case
bring
scenario for Matt. You know Matt ain't changing brakes listen, and shit.
Matt ain't getting those hands dirty. Horrible. Look at those perfectly manicured fingernails.
It was horrible. When my car stopped. She gets out with the jumper cables and puts them on hers and gives them to me. And I looked at them and I went,
what do I do?
So I was like, which one's positive? And she looked at me. She goes, oh, Jesus, God Almighty. She goes, give me the boom. She puts them on. She goes, let it run. Let's charge the battery. I'm like, well, should we drive it started? Let's go. And she's like, let it charge. Yeah. We don't know what's wrong. She goes, you got to get home. I said, no, let's go to the garage across the street. And I'm just going to park it there so they can fix it. And she goes, it's your alternator. She goes, it's 3 bolts. I'll fix it this weekend. And I went, I can't. And I remember thinking, I can't tell anybody this story.
It's the first thing you can't do.
But anyway, I dropped it off and she's like, you know, I'll just go. I can. It's not a big deal. I was like, I cannot let you. There's no way. So yeah, she's a gangster. So she fixed her dad's brakes the one day. The next day she went fishing. Next day she came back. She was over it in 3 days. I was down for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
I couldn't breathe. And it was so bad. Remember I told you I built that thing, the wall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In your studio.
In my studio. So I built this two walls, but I bought all the wood for one.
Bow wow.
When I went to Home Depot, got the wood, came back, unloaded the wood, I had to lay down and sleep, go to sleep for like an hour. Mm. Then the next day, I cut the wood. Like I could get up, cut the wood. And it wasn't that I couldn't breathe. It was that I was immediately felt like I had just gotten off of, like I just run like 5 miles. Like I was just like, at one point you finally stand up and you're just like, I haven't done anything. I've been active for, barely active for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I didn't feel like I couldn't breathe.
Do you need nausea? Do you throw up at all?
I haven't thrown up since 1992.
Really?
Damn. Yeah.
And that was only because I was poisoned.
You were poisoned.
I was poisoned. I smoked a cigar, and I didn't spit out the saliva.
Which your cigar?
No, thank you. Which apparently you have to do. Like, I was talking to my cousin Nate, and I said, bro, I don't have any vices. And I was like, I need a vice. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do anything. I need a vice. And he goes, what about cigars?
How about mortgage fraud?
That wasn't that was later. Oh. So I smoke a cigar throughout the night as we were playing putt-putt golf, and by the 18th hole, I was puking my fucking guts out. Puked for life.
You're probably inhaling it.
Not just that, I'm swallowing all the saliva. He kept,
yeah, you can't do all that.
No, he kept spitting, or yeah. And he would put it out.
Yeah.
And I was, and he knew what he was doing. He knew he was getting me sick.
Yeah.
To beat you in golf?
No, just in general, just to let me know, you don't need to be doing this. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
You don't need a vice.
No.
You just need snipped.
You just bite the end off, bro. There's a little, take a little pinch.
Swisher sweets?
Just bite the end off, yeah. Like a blunt wrap.
So that was it. I was down
for 2 fucking weeks.
2 weeks. And then for the next week, I couldn't work out. I just started working out a couple days ago.
Mm.
Literally,
that shit fucks you up, dude.
First day, I did five minutes. Next day, I did 9. Today, or yesterday, I did 15 minutes. I'm trying to build up.
On the elliptical?
Yeah, I'm trying to build up to 30 minutes. But I'm still tired. So I'm exhausted.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you survived.
I gained.
Yeah, thank God. Did you think you were gonna get?
I gained
8 pounds.
I gained like 8 pounds. I weigh 175 right now.
Did it ever cross your mind? You're like, I'm gonna die.
No, there was only one day when I was laying there in bed, like after a week or so, and I remember thinking, bro, if you don't start feeling better, you may end up in the hospital. Like this, this isn't normal. You're going on like day 10, day 11. You're still sweating. I'm still sweating. I'm still having, you know, I'm still have a fever going up and down. I thought, nah, bro, you can't go this long. You could fucking die. Next thing you know, I'm sitting there. I'm not a gangster anymore. I'm like, you're an old man. Your girlfriend's already okay. You know, what the hell? It was horrible, bro.
That guy Ben I used to do the videos with, he got fucked. He was in the hospital with like pneumonia and shit. He survived. If he survived, anybody can fucking survive.
Here, so all those people
Merry
that
Christmas.
Died.
Oh, right, wow. Nice. We got some scratch offs.
Merry Christmas.
Woo-hoo!
These are $10 holiday cash blowouts.
Nice.
These are the shit. My wife won like
if you get rich,
$200 on one of these the other day.
You get rich off that. Don't forget about me.
No, I'm not going to Danny you.
Yeah. He'll be like, no, I didn't hit nothing.
Matt Cox, don't lie to the people out there. I've given you more money than anybody else has ever.
Yeah. Not more than Bank of America. Mm-hmm. All right. What are we doing about? Are we going to do these? No?
What do you want to do with those? Yeah. What are those?
I don't know.
What the fuck are those? You bring us some Christmas presents? Christmas?
You know what we could do?
Presents?
Okay, so the first emails that I get that say in the subject that say, you know, watch,
uh-huh.
Right? The first four that send me an email to my email address and subscribe to my channel. Matt Cox and Inside True Crime.
And so, like and comment on all the videos.
Like and comment on all the videos. So the first four people that email me, we can put the email in your description, right? It's like Inside True Crime.
Just tell them the email.
It's Inside True Crime at gmail.com, right?
Sounds is that good. A guess?
Sounds good.
No, it is. It's at gmail.com. Yeah, at gmail.com.
That sounds good.
Yeah, Inside True Crime.
AOL.com.
Right.
At bankofamerica.net.
So anyway, these are watches, but you got to open one.
Let's
of the
see
watches.
One of those fucking.
Look, bro, the watches are cool, bro. They're like heavy.
Come on, let's
like,
see them.
They're that's what I liked about when the guy
is this for us? Is this a gift for us?
No, it's not.
It's a Rolex.
Absolutely not. No, it's a.
Ooh, wow.
They're called Stanage, and it's from the guys in the UK. But what I like is they're like heavy, like they're nice watches. I've been wearing this thing for 3 months now.
Looks like an ABA. Looks like a watch a pilot would wear.
They're pretty cool, bro, and they're heavy. They're made of like stainless steel. They're good watches.
Pretty fancy. It's not my style, but it's fancy.
Fancy.
It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, they come with like ownership papers.
You got the papers. What do these things cost retail?
I don't know. They're like $300-$400. Oh wait, no. They're like $500 because they're like 350 euros. That's like almost $500.
Oh my goodness.
Damn.
Well, it's like $450. $450.
Beautiful, Matt Cox.
Nice,
and
right?
You're just going to give these away to the first people that send
Well, because he
email.
Sent them to me, and he told me to give them away. Because he was just like, hey, I like your channel.
So what do they got
to
do? They got to do something. It can't be just the first person that emails you. They got
to...
Well,
what is I just said? What do you want it to? What do you... I mean, you're
They got to subscribe to all your shit.
Yeah,
and
gotta, of course
yeah,
you
proof. Send a screenshot to Matt Cox that
the
you
first
subscribe.
Four people that order a book are getting a watch with the book.
So now it's just confusing.
You're killing me, but I don't know.
Yeah, now we don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't know what's going on. Somebody's
just trying to get you some more money somehow.
I mean, I appreciate
it's Christmas.
That. Just,
all right, fuck it. Send it to the first four Jamokes that fucking send an email.
What is this? I don't,
subject watch. And Matt will pick some random emails, four of them.
No, I'll pick the first four.
The first four?
First four.
That's good.
I
that's
mean, the first four that say watch in them.
That's good enough.
And it's called Stanage, and you can go online. He's got a website. It's super cool, man. I think they're cool.
Yeah. We got new concrete shirts, too, you can buy. And you win nothing. You just buy it, and you can rep concrete or not.
Limited. There's only a couple.
There's no backhanded scam there. It's just you can buy it or not buy it. No giveaways. No games.
How is that a scam?
No games, no gimmicks, no
first
giveaways.
First person to send me their social security number. Yeah, right. Yeah. Surprised you didn't jump on that.
The first four socias to come through. Oh, shit.
Oh, I want to label this video, this episode, Story Time with Matthew B. Cox. Have you been getting lots of people hitting you up about scams and
yes,
you
I
told
have.
Me over dinner the other night.
Yes, I have.
Told me a couple funny stories.
They try to get you to teach them how to do it. Or
I was or pretty what? Fucking stunned. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, it's funny because like I when it first happened, like I didn't say anything. I just didn't think it was a big deal. It wasn't until recently I started mentioning it to people. Like after Bozsiak, the thing with John Bozsiak had told me about the guy, which I'll tell in a minute. When he told me that, I was like, oh yeah, that's happened to me. Fuck. Bunch of times, and he was like, really? I was like, yeah, this and this. So then I ended up telling you, and I've told other people, and that people were like, that are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, you know, to me it's like, what? Yeah, that's just normal. I'm like, to me all this is so bizarre, nothing stands out anymore.
You're like a legitimate internet celebrity now.
Is it slightly flattering that they're looking to you for the advice?
What?
A little
I
bit.
Guess it kind
how
of
many
is,
people
right?
email you?
It kind of
it's
is.
Gotta that's feel sick. A little good.
It's kind of a little sickness. It's
how many sick. People reach out to you on a daily basis from,
I probably
this,
get,
from this podcast?
Probably. I mean, there was a time it was no. You know, it's pretty. That this part's pretty consistent. It's probably maybe 3 to 10 or 15, 10 people a day.
Wow,
3 to 10. That's could be bonkers. 5. Could be
that are trying to get you to.
No, get, no, no, not that. No, no, no.
Oh
no. What? No. I want to say Shane, but I'm going to say Hat Rack. What Hat Rack is trying to say is that basically
Supreme Hat Rack.
So like a year ago when I did that the video the first video was it episode
the first podcast?
The first pod. What did I say? What did I just say? Video.
Video.
Sorry, podcast. The first video. Podcast.
You're talking about the first the first episode that you ever did on concrete.
Yes, episode 40. Yeah. Is that right?
Ooh, the one about your personal story where you talk about your mortgage fraud adventures.
Right.
Where it all started.
Right. So that one did like super good. And then within weeks of that, I started getting these emails, right? I was, you know, constantly getting emails. And after probably a month or so, maybe a month or two, now maybe a month or so, whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is eventually guys started reaching out to me saying, you know, bro, if I could just talk to you, you know, I'd just like to talk to you and maybe I'll buy you dinner, you know. And I was like, just, I don't understand. Now, by that point, people were starting, like, I think I released my book and guys were saying, hey, can I meet you and sign and have you sign the book? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I thought that was a little bit weird. Like the first 3 or 4 guys that did that, I thought, and or wanted to just meet me and buy me lunch, I thought, that's really strange. And I remember going to my friend Stacy and saying, look, that this is weird. You know what I mean? This is weird. Like, why would this guy, these two guys called me up, they want to meet me, they're in Tampa, they're going to drive over here, we're going to meet, they want to buy me lunch and just talk to me. That's weird, right? And she's like, I don't know, you know, people like you. You're likable. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm kind of a dickhead. People really don't like me. She's like, no, you have a nice, people do like you. So we went back and forth. And then literally a couple days later, another guy came in. And then like a week later, another one. I was like, this is insane. These guys all want to meet me. They want to mail me a book. They want to do this. And she goes, listen, she said, think of it like this. She's, I know you think it's strange. She goes, but think of it like this. She said, remember that guy you sent me all those videos and said I should watch some of these? And I was like, oh, yeah, Gary V. She goes, right, Gary V. I said, right. She goes, if you could call up Gary V and take him to lunch, she goes, or you could go to lunch with him, she goes, would you? And I went, of course, Brandy's Gary Vee. He's like, right. Awesome. I love Gary Vee. And she was like, she's like, why?
He's weird, bro.
I knew you were going to say that. Anybody who, you'd say that about everybody. But here's the great thing about Gary Vee is that, and she's like, why do you feel like that? I said, because it's like, and this is, I already told her that. I said, it's like the stuff that he's saying is things that I internally think in my head all the time, but I've never said, never told anybody. Like the way I feel, he's verbalized things that I felt. And so I feel there's like a connection there, not in a creepy way, just like it's like, wow, bro, I can't believe you said that because that's how I feel. So, and she goes, that's how these guys feel. And so then I stopped thinking it was weird and I just started thinking, you know what? She goes, and you'd be, she goes, and a year ago when you were laying in your bunk bed, she goes, you'd have been thrilled to have someone buy you lunch. And yeah. I was like, she's absolutely right. It was like, it was, it's like, you know what, drop the weird, oh, this is weird. No, you should be thankful. You should be, it's, you should be gracious. And, you know, and it's a good thing. I should be thrilled by it. I should be, you know, it's great. So I started going, I went, and the first two couple guys I met, they happened to both be in real estate. And we just sat there and talked about real estate. It was great. Next guy signed a book, took a picture with him. Talk to him. He texts me every once in a while. That happened over and over again. And then I started getting the guys that were, can I just talk to you on the phone? Can I meet you? And I was like, sure, what's up? The guy wanted to drive in from Orlando. And I was like, yeah, what's up? So he texts me and he's like, yeah, bro, can I call you? And I was like, yeah. Called up. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And I said, and he's like, yeah, bro, man, you know, you're a legend. You're this, you're that. And I was just like, man, that was a little over the top. I was like, okay, I'm not a legend. I'm a douchebag that just got out of federal prison. I can barely pay my bills, but that's fine. And I was like, okay, yeah, all right, bro, that's you said that enough. You know, he's like said it over and over again. And he's like, bro, if you could just put me on the game. I was like, ooh.
Ooh, that went south real fast.
Yeah. What game is that? And he's like, you know, the whole real estate gang, like, you know. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not really supposed to be. I really can't do real estate. I could kind of talk to you about it. But he's like, no, you know, because that fraud shit you done, like, that's some bad shit. Like, right now, I do some credit cards and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, little stuff, little credit card here, little credit card here. You know, I get credit cards and I do this and I do that. And my buddies and I was like. And then he's like, but, you know, you're on that next level shit. I know you can bring my game. I was like, whoa. Yeah, bro, you got the wrong guy. Now I'm like, okay. Oh, no.
What the fuck?
He's like talking about how he's making a couple grand here, a couple grand there, but I can get him in that $1 million. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah.
You know, I'm backpedaling. He's like, no, I'm going to come down. I'll break you off, too. I'm like, absolutely not. Now we're definitely not meeting.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm good. Absolutely not. No. And I hung up the phone. And, you know, because these guys don't understand. Like, this guy might have done some state time for, I think he had said he did state time for drugs or something like that. It was like, you know, so first of all, I'm not even supposed to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I like learned that during the conversation. So I start backpedaling. I finally get off the phone with him. And I thought, wow, that's weird. But I didn't think anything of it. Next thing I know, maybe a week later, I get another guy. He's same thing, on the phone. Can I just talk to you for a little bit? I just want to talk to you. You know, I'll pay you for your time. You don't have to pay me for my time. Just, what is it? What's up? He's doing the tax scam. You know, they call it the drop.
No, okay. What's that?
It's where you get someone's tax, where you get their Social Security. You get their personal information, and you file taxes for them before they can file. So then they go to file on their job at Walmart. You've already filed. You've already got the card. You've already got the dump has been, or the direct deposited onto a card, and you've already removed $5,000 or $6,000 of their tax return. And then when they go to file, they go, well, you've already filed taxes. And that's it. And then of course you say, hey, this is fraud, blah, blah, blah. And eventually you get your money back, but it's a hell of a, these people have to go through hell to try and get their stuff back. And so, yeah, that's a huge fraud. Huge. There's tons of guys in prison for that. The problem is it's drying up. So it's almost impossible. It's not almost impossible, but it's much, much more difficult. So you're getting rid of. So the average douchebag that was doing it can't really do it. Now it's gotten way more sophisticated. There's way more security procedures involved, and the IRS is catching them left and right. Where before you'd file 10 of them, 9 of them went through. Now you're filing 20 of them and one of them's going through, you know?
Damn.
So this guy's like, yeah, man, I was doing the drop. You know what that is? That's like, yeah, I know what the drop is. You know, it's like, why are you calling me? Why are you telling me this? Like, you know, because I can get the IDs. I'm like, listen, I can already tell there's no good place at this point that this conversation's going.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get off the phone. No. I love it when they think they can talk me into it.
Yeah.
No. You don't understand. I wouldn't say nothing. Like, I wouldn't say you were involved. Stop, bro. Stop. It's like, I hang up the phone. So I'm not going to say all the things that I said to these guys because it's really the same thing I said to the best one, which I'll tell you about.
Yeah.
So I keep getting these guys. I actually had one guy come, went to lunch with him. Halfway through lunch, he actually mentions, you know, this and that. And I was like, no. Yeah, I said, I know. You know, that's an issue. He never really pushed the issue. I was like, yeah, I know. I get a lot of these guys that say this. Kind of like he was kind of just trying to feel me out. He never really said, this is why I'm talking to you.
A lot of people just are desperate for money. It's crazy.
Yeah, this is a thing. So I'll tell you the one about New York because he's not desperate for money.
Right. Well, I guess what I'm saying is that like I think you get like
people want fast money.
You get so much shit on the internet because so many people just like that's why it's so easy for people on YouTube to get so big real quick. They just gotta like either have a lot of money or pretend like they have a lot of money and they'll just blow up. All you got to do is have like a fucking pretend like you own a bunch of shit or drive a really nice car or talk about how to make money and you automatically get a bunch of desperate poor people or people who are struggling that are going to follow you because there's nothing anybody wants more than money.
I've actually had a couple of people contact me who were basically saying like they wanted to try and set up a channel with me where I'd be like a guru. And it was like,
they want to turn you into
Gary
Vee.
Yeah, they
want to
turn me into a guru. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no, you're going to be a fucking fake guru.
Yeah, exactly.
I did a whole podcast about that with this dude, CoffeeZilla. It's hilarious.
I saw half of that podcast.
Oh, it's great.
It was on Skype, right?
Yeah, it was on Zoom, yeah.
Right. So, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, it's like, you know, and we can get you in front of a Lamborghini. We can get you. What are you talking about? I'm a federal probation. What do you think my probation officer is going to say?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
You want me climbing out of a Lamborghini? And
I can already see
jet?
The thumbnails.
Oh, yeah.
The Ty Lopez, Matt Cox. Imagine him, like, standing in front of, like, reading a book and sitting on a Lamborghini.
With the face just.
Why don't you do it?
What? I'm not doing it because, look, I'm not going to.
You could have your own course.
This is horrible.
Imagine
that
courses.
Was the big thing. It was the course. The big thing was the course. Like, you don't understand the course, and you can do this. And it's like, and it's all like the money. Yeah, but you understand what I want to do is I want to do the true crime. I want to get these stories made. And the whole thing is, it's like, look, if it was about money, then I could go do something for money. Yeah. I'd have done that a year ago.
Yeah.
I'm on a course of action. I'm sticking with that course of action. I can always go work in real estate or sell cars or work for FedEx or do something. If I wanted to just have a decent job and make a little bit of money, or if I wanted to be a fake guru, I can always do that.
Yeah.
I'm doing this now. No, we'll take care of this. Stop, bro. Stop.
Not only, I mean, it's bad enough to be a fake guru, but then just to be like partners with a bunch of people who are creating your fake guru persona and be business partners with those kind of people.
Yeah.
That's
people do
recipe for fucking disaster.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah,
I mean they're making crazy money.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. I could always do that if I would need it.
Yeah, they take advantage of desperate people though.
I would feel this is coming from me. This is really going to be fucked up. I would feel so fake, and so you know what I mean. Wouldn't it feel
taking
like
taking advantage of people? How
no,
dare you?
I look. I have no problems about that. I have no problem with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you didn't take advantage of people. You took advantage of banks.
I'm saying I don't have a moral problem. I have a feeling that I would feel like it was bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Look, it like even,
it is.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing something that I don't feel like is bullshit. Like, it's legitimate and it feels good as opposed to. So look,
I don't care anymore.
So I got these guys that are constantly contacting me, which is what we
Who were. Are they? Sell them out right here.
I don't know their name.
Come on, Matt. Let's sell them out.
There's only one guy's name I know, and I'm not going to use it because I feel bad. So I didn't even tell this, like, on my channel. I did it I did a story, or I did a vlog the other day called Scams. Okay. And I talk about how people are reaching out to me saying this, but I very briefly kind of go over, and I almost told the story about this guy. And then I stopped and I thought, nah, if he watches it, and you know, I thought, I don't want to. So, but then I thought, I went back and I looked on my cell phone and I realized it's been 3 weeks. This guy was texting you once or twice a week for 6 months. It's been 3 weeks and you haven't heard from him. It was absolutely. He had been talking to me the whole time, thinking at some point I'm coaxing this guy along and I'm going to get him into a point where we're building up a friendship and he's going to help me.
you're down.
Wrong about that. Right, right. And so here's what happened. 6 months or so ago, maybe even more than that, 6 or 8 months ago, this guy contacts me. Bro, you know what? It was before COVID. How long was that?
Wow.
That was early a year ago. This year. March. Huh?
Right, April. So it was just before then. So we talked on the phone once, then COVID hit.
How come no one hits me up asking me to be a fake guru?
Well, this wasn't a fake guru. This was help me do a scam.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So here's what happened.
I want to be the next Ty Lopez.
Okay, well, I'll let you finish. Let me know. So here's now it's up to 10 months. I said 6 months. It went 6, 8. Now they realize it was just before COVID because COVID happened. And he and I had talked on the phone a lot or a few times. And it was weird. Right. So he wanted to talk to me. No big deal. But I'll talk to you because
he just wants to talk to you like about what though?
His was basically business ideas. Like, okay. What do you think I should do? Like I own a piece of property and he's got like $500,000. I'm going to go with not the exact number, but it's roughly, it's about $500,000 in equity. It's $500,000 in equity. I have this business. It's a service-oriented business in Manhattan.
This guy's emailing you?
Well, it started as an email, and then I gave him my phone number because, you know, he's sending an email. You get 3 or 4 emails, and then I get frustrated or you stop getting emails because it's like, this isn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's like, hey, it's just here's my fucking phone number. Like, you're not nuts. So just call me because I'm painting and I can put it on speaker and I can talk to you while I'm painting. So that's what happened. We started talking and he was like, you know, I just have some business ideas and I was wondering about real estate. What kind of real estate things do you do? You know, and I'll pay you for your time. I'll pay him. Like, no, well, just tell me what do you have to work with? Like, I'm just like, whatever, let's get this over with. Let me see if I can help you real quick. And if I can't, and you actually want like an idea, you know, look, and this is the thing, like right now guys are like, bro, you know, what should I do with this much money? It's like nothing, because you might have 6 months to a year before the market will most likely crash. And don't go buy a bunch of property right now that's going to be worth, it's going to drop by 15 or 20 or 30%. You know, don't do anything right now. You know, that's like to my, I don't really have a plan for your money right now. But he came to me and it wasn't that, it was just before. So I was like, well, how much do you have? Because you could do this. So we start talking. And then a week went by, I talked to him again, then COVID happened, then we texted every once in a while, and then I would send him, like I have a list of people that I send when my videos come out, I just shoot off like 30 or 40 people, right? Like boom, 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 the videos. Like I'll post a video. So I
said, yeah, I'm one of them.
Right, and sometimes. So then it would come down, then he would come back like, hey, I just watched that, bro, that's a crazy story, or hey, what, you know, whatever. He's just being supportive, and he'd text every once in a while, we talk, and how you doing, hey this, hey that, whatever, that's cool. This went on for 10 months, about 3 weeks ago. It's almost 4 weeks. Three, 4 weeks ago. Well, no, 5 weeks ago, he actually called me. And he said, hey, I'm going to be down there. My girlfriend lives in Tampa. Never heard about a girlfriend that lives in Tampa. Guy's from New York. The hell the heck? When did you get a fucking girlfriend that lives in? That's crazy. I never heard this. You've been texting me forever. I know about your mom. I know about your dad. I know about your all kinds of stuff, you know? And it's like, okay, he's like, well, when would be good for you? I'd like to come down and actually talk to you. And, you know, I know you like coffee. I'll get you some Starbucks or we can go to lunch or whatever. I was like, well, I mean, when are you going to be here?
Yeah.
Well, I can come down Sunday. Oh, like, I would think I would be secondary to when you and your girlfriend have planned. But whatever. I'm like, yeah, okay, so Sunday we'll have, you can come in and, you know, we'll meet for dinner or lunch. No, I'm going to fly in. I will have lunch or whatever.
There's no girlfriend, Matt. He's coming here to see your ass.
Yeah. Well, when he showed up, I never saw a girlfriend. He said there was a girlfriend. I never saw one. So I meet the guy. We meet at a Starbucks. He gets me Starbucks. We sit down. I say, hey, what's up? He's like, yeah, what's going on? What, you know, he's from New York, the Yankee. So, you know, we this, and so we talk for a couple of minutes, and not 5 minutes in the conversation, it becomes, I wanted to meet you because I wanted to look you in the face, wanted you to know I was for real. Okay, that you know, I'm a stand up guy. I'm that guy. I'm like, okay. And he's like, and he goes, he said, this isn't the amount, exact amount, but he goes, I need you to help me get $500,000. It was actually $600,000. I help me get $600,000. And I went, what? I mean, this is like, we've never had that conversation. He's never even alluded to it. And I went, what do you mean? What you want me? $600,000. And he goes, yeah. He's like you can, if I'll pay you up front for you to train me. Like if it, you know, whatever, we'll spend a couple of days and you can train me on what to do to do that whole mortgage thing that you did. And I'll break you off like up front or whatever. And I went, well, why would break me off? Like give me like 20 grand or 50 grand or something. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I went, well, why wouldn't I just split the money with you? I mean, if we're going in partners. And he goes,
50-50.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, okay, but I need the 600,000. So yeah, how long would that take to get that kind of money? And I went, so 1.2 million, I get half. And I went, so if I was willing, so if I set up a scam to get $1.2 million, I said, that depending on how much money you have up front, will take about a month. I could do that in a month. We could have the money. And he's like,
you said this to him.
Yeah. And he goes, right. Oh, okay. He's getting excited. I said, right. I said, so if I do that, and he goes, right. I go, why would I fucking need you? And he goes, what? And I went, why would I need you? If I was willing to get myself involved in a conspiracy, why would I need you? He goes, well, you don't ever have to go in the bank. I go, I don't have to go in the bank now. Nobody, you can do a transaction right now over the internet. You don't actually have to go into the closing anymore. And I could pay someone to go in the closing.
Right.
So why do I need you? Why would I give you $500,000 to set up a scam that I can set up myself and take the $1.2 million? And he goes, yeah, but I'm saying I can do all the work, but I don't need you to do the work. No, but I mean, if somebody does need to go in, I could go in. And I looked at him and I went, well I said, you don't understand. You're just adding my name to the conspiracy once you get caught. No, I'm not going to get caught. And he goes, and I wouldn't, it doesn't matter. Even if I got caught, I would never say nothing. And I looked at him and I went, you've already got me fucked up. You don't even know it. I said, I'm already caught. And he goes, how? I said, the moment they catch you, they're going to run all your phone numbers and your phone. My phone, my number's going to come up. They're going to run them.
Oh, Matt Cox popped right up on the list.
I go, and oh, look, Matt Cox popped up. You've been talking to him for 10 months, and you've emailed him several times, and it's been a bunch of text messages. And you just flew down to see him, and then a month and a half later, you've got $1.2 million, and you get caught, and it's almost an identical fraud-related scam that Matt Cox has run in the past. Huh. That's crazy. So
red flag.
We're not even going to talk to Mr. Cox. We're just going to add his name to the indictment because guess what? Matt Cox is currently on federal probation, and you're not going to believe this. He can't even mount a defense. We know he's done. As long as his name's next to yours, you can sit there and go, you could sit the thing and say, I ain't going to say nothing about Cox. It doesn't matter. They'll get five guys that will get on the stand and say that he told them in prison when he was locked up, he told them that Cox was involved. They don't... Look, there's double hearsay. You can have double hearsay in federal prison. Danny told you about me, and you get to testify about what Danny said. He doesn't even have to say anything. People can just say this is what he said. Five guys got up there. Can Mr. Cox, can I get on the stand and say, that didn't happen? Of course not.
You can't? You're not allowed.
I could, but how bad is that going to be? So have you never committed fraud before? Well, I see. Well. I understand how there is a connection between me. What am I going to say? It's like saying this. He goes, no, you don't understand. You'd just be planning it. So you're telling me.
You'd just be a dog at a pony show.
You do understand. Let's say I plan right now a murder. You guys are going to go murder this guy. You guys go murder it. I'm good, right?
Yeah, you're good.
I'm good.
I think so.
I don't think so. Matter of fact, you two guys will get less time than me. The person they want the most, they don't even care about the shooter. They care about me. I'm getting the most time.
Like Juan. They don't want Juan, though.
Yeah, I don't know why that's different. Yeah, but basically, that's the guy that typically gets the most time, is the guy that arranged the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you tell me, when John Gotti, do they want John Gotti more than they want the guys that are actually...
killing people?
Killing people. Right. Or they want Gotti more than them?
Yeah. Right.
They'll always... Look at my buddy Pete Rossini's case. The two actual... the guys that actually admitted to committing the murders got 25 years apiece. Pete got 40. I didn't do anything.
So what was this guy's reaction sitting across from you at Starbucks?
Yeah, when you told him you didn't need him.
He continued, this went on for 5 or 10 minutes where he's trying to convince me. And I'm like, bro, you don't even know you've already got me caught. What other things are you going to do throughout the course of this entire thing that are going to get me fucked up? You just got me fucked up. It hasn't started yet. You've already got me jammed up. What's going to happen as you go? What about the people that you do? Oh, I would never tell nobody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm already screwed. The moment you picked up the phone and said, or you're... whatever. The moment you emailed me, I don't know how he did it, but you know, the moment he sent me a little email, it was over. I was over. It was done. I was done.
So let me ask you this. If this guy goes out tomorrow and commits a bunch of scams,
I got a problem.
And he gets fucked up.
I got a problem. I would probably have a problem. You have to understand.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You have to understand that the prosecutor knows.
Fuck.
This guy's done. Like, Cox has to sit there. And in certain situations, they could actually mention, well, you know, Mr. Cox is currently on trial for this. Of course, he's been arrested and placed in prison before for the exact same scam. Now, if I get on the stand, now here's the interesting thing: if I had gone to prison for a murder and now I'm being charged with a scam, running some kind of bank fraud, they can't really bring up the murder. Because it's a different type of charge. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, there's no, well, you can't relate these two charges. But you can indict me and then say, okay, well, by the way, Mr. Cox does have a history of this and this and this. But I can't take the stand, because as soon as I take the stand, a skillful U.S. attorney will just destroy me. Oh, so you've never done this? Well, I mean, yes, I did this. And that was in your last scam, right? Or was that the scam before that one? Which of the 10 scams you've done that you've been caught for? Because we don't know about all of them. The jury's laughing. I can see I'm done.
The theatrics are just
I'm screwed.
Yeah, you're fucked.
I mean, there's just nothing I can do. No matter what I say, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done. It's over. So I'm sitting there thinking, you got me caught with your very first act. God knows what will happen throughout the whole thing. You know what it's like? It's like the guy that shows up to the FBI and says, listen, man, I got to tell you something. I know about these guys that have been robbing banks. Really? How do you know? I've been driving the getaway car. You've been robbing banks.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about? These guys. You're just as guilty.
So what else did you tell this fuck?
I mean, I look, he was actually he's actually a nice guy. He's just not thinking. I mean, it was just that was it. I mean,
What would you do if they actually did that? If this guy went out and committed a scam right now, and you were on, and they fucking dragged you into the whole thing, FBI said, Matt Cox...
Oh, he better hope they talk to him before they talk to me. Because they talk to me, you're done. Hey, so do you know this guy? Listen, that motherfucker, let me tell you what he did. Here's what happened. Boom, boom, boom. Ask Danny. Ask Danny.
Watch the episode.
episode 57.
Don't forget to subscribe. Please.
Hit the bell. I mean,
turn on notifications, bitch.
Go to fucking prison again because you decided to jump on a plane.
Right.
No.
You're taking the plea. How much fucking time do I got to do this time?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I can't keep doing time for stuff I didn't do. I can't do the time for what I did. I'm not willing to do that time. I'm definitely not willing to do this. But yeah, that's how bad it is. So yeah, that's and then John Bozziak, the what did you call him in the podcast? It was God, come on. You had a great one. It was the credit card or no? Some credit card king or dark. What was the name of the podcast?
Oh, the dark lord, Miami's dark lord of credit card scams.
It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
That was good too with the pitcher with him with the chains and everything. Some guy contacted him. He called me up. He's like, yeah, bro, listen to this. This fucking guy contacted me. Told me he wants to give me like $5,000 or something. He was to basically teach him how to commit credit card fraud. He goes, that's fucking nuts, right? I go, don't do it. And he goes, what? I go, don't do it. He goes, no, I'm not going to do it. He said, I something's wrong. That's something's not right. I said, no, it may be legit. He may legitimately say, hey, I'll pay you. But when he gets caught in 6 months or two months, it's going to leave. And I told him, this is what'll happen. Look, I know a guy that got an extra 10 years because he was locked up for like, or did he get an extra five? He was locked up for 10 and got an extra five, or he was doing five and he got 10. The point is, you and I are cellies. So you tell me, hey, so I'm about to get out maybe 2 years. You're going to get out in a couple months. And you tell me, man, listen, my weed connect, but he got popped when I got popped. I used to buy weed from him. You know, not a lot like this and that, you know. You can talk to my cousin Juan. You can talk to my cousin Juan. I'll give you his phone number. So I write his phone number. Yeah, he can get you weed. No problem. Oh, okay, cool. You go. You leave. You start buying weed from Juan. I don't hear from you no more. 6 months, a year go by. The weed that you're buying from Juan turns into, it goes from being marijuana to cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And now you guys are running a cocaine conspiracy where you're importing cocaine from Mexico, and it's getting more and more. It's 5 kilos, 10, 20, 30. Now it's fucking 300 kilos. So almost 2 years goes by. You get pinched, and when they grab you and they grab Juan, they say, hey, how did you even get connected with this guy? You're like some white guy. You got connected with this Mexican guy. How'd that even happen? I mean, that you're doing cocaine, you got pinched for like, you know, weed or something. And you say, oh, my old celly, you know, Pablo, he hooked me up with him. Well, guess whose name just got added to the conspiracy? So they come back and they say, hey, so do you want to fight this? And look, you're looking at maybe, you're now on, by the way, you're now on like a 1,000 pound or 1,000 kilo conspiracy. You want to go ahead and go to trial with that? You're already in jail for cocaine. This is like your fourth time, and this is federal, and you know we've already indicted you, and this guy's already cooperating. What do you think he's going to say? Do you think he's going to say it was just started with weed, or do you think he's going to be willing to say, oh, no, he knew we were going to sell cocaine. We were holding his money. No, he completely knew. We've been trading emails, or we've been trading letters through the mail. You think that's what he's going to say? Or do you think he's going to cut you loose and say, no, bro, he thought he was just going to give me some a little weed connect? What do you think he's going to say to get time off? Fuck.
So you how know much, what he's saying.
So
he's
much,
singing.
How much time? So what kind of a deal can we get? You know that this guy's
what
going.
What kind of plea can I get?
Pablo's saying, listen, 5 years, that's good. I understand. No problem. Takes a deal immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens. I met that guy.
God damn.
That's an exact scenario. I don't know if he got an extra 5 years or he got 10. I think he got five. I think he was doing 10 and got an extra five. That was it. Because he gave him a phone number. So, you know, what's going to happen to you? You're out. You're trading emails with a guy. You got on the phone and talked to him. What are you going to tell him? Oh, yeah. I did tell him how to do some credit card fraud. It wasn't a big deal. You're done. You're now the leader organizer. No. Ask him. His lawyer's saying to tell them that you're the leader organizer. You've already been to prison multiple times. We got a podcast. It's over. You're done.
People are crazy, man.
Right. People, but they don't think it through. That's the problem.
They just reach out straight on the internet with a paper trail everywhere.
And they all think they're going to be gangsters when they get caught because they watched Godfather. You're nuts. You're not getting a slap on the wrist. And look, the cops are so busy right now. You could run a fraud right now and go for a year or two until you eventually get caught. And you think, wow, I had a good run. No, you didn't. No, you just got higher and higher on the on the guidelines. That's all. I wish they'd caught me in the first 6 months. I could have gotten probation. Maybe I could have done a year. But I went so long and so hard by the time they caught me.
Now you just better hope to God that nobody gets caught doing fraud that even has your phone number in there.
Better
phone.
Burn that thing.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's time to change the number.
To keep changing the number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Yeah, that's rough.
Bro, so today I listened to 6 episodes of that fucking Theranos.
Nice.
Elizabeth Holmes shit. Did you watch the did you watch the HBO documentary or
I didn't watch the HBO one. I mean I've read a couple articles and I read like 3 articles and I've seen 2 documentaries on her.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones did you see? I didn't know there was more than one.
Oh yeah, there's one that's like an hour, maybe it's like 50 minutes or it's right around an hour. It's
Yeah, I listened to like 6 hours of fucking podcast. It was one of those like serial type podcasts. What
she's crazy, right?
Bro, that bitch is fucked up.
What
in
about the
head.
The way she lowers her voice?
So that's the creepiest
thing. And the turtleneck.
Oh like, yeah, like Steve
emulating
Jobs.
Emulating Steve Jobs.
Yeah, she's trying to be like Steve Jobs.
She raised almost $1 billion.
Yeah.
She's like 24 years old.
She was worth $4 billion on paper.
On paper.
On paper, yeah.
That's when you get out.
With all the money. She got Rupert Murdoch to give her like $150 million.
Doing what?
She came out. She went to, what'd she go to, Stanford?
She went to Stanford and she dropped out.
For 3 semesters.
Yeah.
Went to Stanford. Decided that she was going to do come up with a technology company, a medical technology company, that would allow you to give a pinprick of blood and would allow it to be run through 300 different tests to tell you exactly what's going on with you and your, you know, everything about you. The base 300 tests that are out there, this machine will run all of them. Mm-hmm. And so she's going around talking about technology and doing this. She forms a company. She actually gets a neighbor to give her $1 million, right? A neighbor gives her, who made a bunch of money, and she sat down and explained. And she's always been super smart.
Her parents, her dad was in like politics in D.C., and her mom was like, her family was in politics, and she had some like lineage where her grandparents like used to be rich, but not anymore. And
they
like,
still have the prestige.
They had the prestige, but they didn't have the money.
Right.
And they interviewed one of her friends from like middle school and high school and said she was kind of like the loner. She didn't really have any friends. She was always by herself. She was always like the last one in gym class.
Did she kind of get caught lying a few times? Like telling some fabrications and she just... She was just off, like off. Yeah. Pretty girl.
Yeah.
Pretty girl. Pretty, smart.
I don't know. Yeah, she was weird looking, though. She was like a female Mark Zuckerberg. She had that look. She had those, like, dead eyes, Mark Zuckerberg.
That's the big thing she's got.
Those wide eyes with, like, the
whole time like this.
Yeah. And there's multiple cases. Like,
well, let me explain what I did.
All of a sudden, she just started changing her voice. She, like, started, like, trying to make her voice deeper.
To be,
like,
they think
yeah,
she did
so,
it.
Yeah, Veritas, whatever my company's named, we are, you know, amazing. We're pushing the boundaries. We want to be the best women. Women need to be the best. We want to push women's.
Is that your baritone?
What?
I have to do it more like this.
Yeah.
It was lower.
She was faking it. That's the
I know. But she would fake it, and then every once in a while somebody would say something.
She'd go, well, like,
no, that's not what happened.
I didn't.
She would switch.
Yeah.
Periodically, they'd catch her accidentally switching. And employees said by the end of the day, she would do it when she's tired. She'd forget to throw the, it's fucking nuts. Yeah. She was dating a guy that was like 40-something years old. She was in her early 20s, dating like a 45-year-old.
The Indian guy who gave her $14 million, drove a Lambo everywhere. They were fucking.
I mean, $14 million.
They lived together.
$14 million, damn right we're fucking.
Hell yeah.
You kidding me? I just gave you $14 million.
Yeah.
So the point is yeah, he was filthy rich. Sonny.
Yeah, Indian dude named Sonny who made a bunch of money in like the dot-com bubble. And
She was Elizabeth what? I always want to say
Elizabeth
smart.
Holmes.
Yeah. I always want to say smart.
Yeah.
So
she raised like almost $1 billion. She hired all these people, all these like computer scientists, research scientists, these laboratory fucking people. And she had all these scientists working on developing this thing that was in a box where it would basically take your blood with a finger prick and it would tell you everything about you. Basically everything from your cholesterol to your like the different cancers you could potentially have and everything about your health, your metabolic health, everything. 300 different tests within one drop of blood, but it never actually worked.
No, because it's not possible.
It wasn't possible. She hired Apple designers. She hired motherfuckers who designed iPhones for Apple, motherfuckers that worked for Steve Jobs. Like
that. And all these people don't know that it doesn't work.
They all figured it out eventually. And they were all like, what the fuck's going on? Like they do all these tests and like they're all failing, or a very few of them are actually working. But the ones that do work, the blood tests are way off.
Yeah, they were like across the spectrum. Sometimes, you know, they were erratic. Like they weren't accurate. They were not accurate.
Yeah.
So there's all these red flags happening, and like all the tests were off. Half, more than like 90% of them weren't working at all.
Right.
But she's like, oh, make them look nice. Make them look like an iPhone. We're going to market it. We're going to hire it. We're going to get all this VC money.
We're going to get
VC. It's like Silicon Valley shit, like scams.
Who was it? Well, venture capitalists aren't scams. But she's running all of them kind of are
scams, though. Because all of them.
If I lend you.
You think she started it as a scam from the get-go?
No, I think.
I think she tried it, and then it just got too far.
I think she was running with fake it till you make it. Like, yeah, hey,
exactly.
Like what we can do is if I raise enough money, we'll put it.
It'll actually work.
Yeah,
right?
we'll hire the best. She's hiring the best.
Yeah.
She's paying tons of money. Yeah. We'll dump all this money into research and development. We'll get this to work. But the fact of the matter is yeah, we will in 100 years.
They even hired
now.
She even hired the ad agency who made that original Apple 1984 commercial.
Oh, I love that commercial.
She throws the hammer at the screen or whatever. They hired them. They paid them like a $14 million retainer to run a whole ad campaign on how the thing worked with only a drop of blood.
Yeah.
But yet it didn't work yet. They were just trying to get everything rolling.
Who was it? Walgreens? Was it
Walgreens?
Walgreens dumped three. They started with $100 million, and then I think it went up to $300 million. It was Walgreens and somebody else.
Just Walgreens, I think it was their only client.
I thought it was Walgreens and CVS or something.
Nope, just Walgreens.
$300 million.
They only got into 41 Walgreens though, and they basically cut the deal with Walgreens, but they didn't. It didn't fucking work. So what they were doing was people were going into Walgreens and. They marketed this
getting
prick.
All these fucked up tests.
They marketed this prick.
This went on for 10 years. This wasn't a year. God. This was 10 years. She's living large for 10 years.
Yeah.
Is she living the good life out there too the whole time? Oh,
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, all her interviews are like, I don't sleep. I don't. All I do is work. I don't even own a TV. All I do is work, 24/7 work. That's why I'm so rich. That's why I'm so successful. And then she started getting on like she did
Plus
like the media
Sonny's
tour.
Trying to bang that $14 million out. He knows by now. He knows it's over.
Yeah,
Sonny knows it's over.
Yeah.
But listen, within 6 months, a year, maybe two, maybe you could go 2 years. But after 2-3 years, he's got to be knowing. He's in the meetings. He has to start knowing.
He drove
this
a Lamborghini.
Going to work.
Mm-mm. A weird thing. I thought I was they were on the
and she's going to trial
on the podcast. Yeah, she's about to go to trial.
What are you doing? You can't go to trial. You know, she's trying to say, mental illness.
Yeah.
Is she going to be her own lawyer?
Hell no.
I can't imagine she could do
Bro,
any worse.
The thing is such a clusterfuck.
She doesn't have, it's like, it's funny. It's like,
she might pull the Ted Bundy.
When I got my lawyer, and all these guys were like, man, bro, your lawyer had you plead to 26 and a half years. I'm like, I didn't give her anything to work with.
Yeah.
She's a good lawyer. If you're caught with the dead body and the smoking gun and you're on video, it
26
doesn't
is
matter.
Good.
It doesn't matter who the lawyer is.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when people think that. Well, with a good lawyer, what are you talking about with a good lawyer? They're not magicians.
Yeah.
OJ got off.
That's true.
They're saying a bunch of federal prosecutors said that they haven't seen anybody like this bitch since Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, she's in. What about the scare tactics and the firings and the threatening?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
like
anybody
bullied people, like threatened people. Like if anyone ever tried to like question her, like, hey, this shit's not working. I'm kind of concerned. Like,
get your shit.
People are getting blood tests and it's saying they could have like extreme levels of certain things in their blood and they're freaking out thinking they got cancer. And people are like going to the doctor and freaking out about their health because these blood tests are so inaccurate.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you question our integrity? You're fired.
Oh,
God.
Dude.
Damn.
How do you think? You got to lower your, you got to do the baritone.
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
Yeah.
It was all lies.
What's it called?
The one I listened to was called on Spotify. What was it called? What the fuck was it? It was like an ABC podcast.
I'll get you the short version. That's crazy.
Yeah, I listened to the fucking long one.
She's got a bunch of them.
It's an HBO one.
It's probably one of the largest frauds out there.
Yeah.
Not the largest, but
one of
them.
And it's current. That's the crazy thing. It's current.
Well, it's, yeah, it's because it's about to be,
she's
about to, like 3-4 years ago she got caught. I mean, they've been out on pretrial release.
Yeah. I think they started the company in like 2010. No, she's free. She's free right now, yeah. She's living in San Francisco.
I don't think it can it be 2010? I thought I thought she'd gone like,
maybe
I want to say
earlier.
She went like 10 years. Like this was dragging on for 10 years.
Maybe.
It was like maybe right before that, 2009, 2008.
What am I?
But bro, so one of the biggest investors in the company, he was a
Elizabeth Holmes. It came right up. A lot of people looking her up.
What was the fucking guy's name? Hold on, I gotta look this guy's name.
Oh my god, look at the eyes. She's crazy.
Yeah, show me a picture.
Oh wait, no, that's not it. Well, this one's 30 minutes. Play I got clip. One that's 30 minutes.
Play a clip. Send it to me.
Oh, here's the HBO special. Her real voice. They have one about her real voice.
Okay, there was this kid. There was this kid named Tyler Schultz that worked for her. And his grandpa was the Secretary of State, George Schultz, who was one of the biggest investors in the company, like a 90-year-old dude. And this lady, Elizabeth, she was like, being like really buddy-buddy to this guy because he was one of the biggest investors, and they were like at family dinners and Christmas parties.
It's only 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, she is real Zuckerberg looking too with those eyes.
It's like 30 minutes, though. Oh, yeah. That one's only 30 minutes. You have to watch 6 hours.
Yeah, she's trying to pull off the like full-on Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs
weird
thing.
Weird looking.
And this young
probably
kid.
All jacked up on Adderall and shit.
This kid, Tyler, fucking went to, I forget what it was, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, and went to one of the investigative reporters and basically fucking snitched her out on everything. Basically said this, because they already were like, they smelled blood in the water, like something's fishy mm-hmm. about this company. And he basically told them everything.
Spilled the beans.
And here's one, this is a 45-minute documentary.
Think he
cut
a plea?
No, him. Maybe. He didn't do anything. He actually went to his grandfather and said, "This is what's going on."
Yeah,
and
he didn't believe him.
His grandfather was like, "You know, you don't know everything. You don't this. You don't that." He's like, "Grandpa, you're dumping millions of dollars into these. You got your buddies all investing. I'm telling you, this shit doesn't work. I'm on the inside in the labs. Everybody knows it doesn't work." Now, you're just a young man. She's a genius. Just
like, God damn.
She's like 25 years
old. And the craziest shit is, this bitch had Harvey Weinstein's lawyer.
Nice.
Representing their company. This guy also represented Enron, I think.
Oh, yeah. You understand? And everybody, you sign a non-disclosure coming in, a non-disclosure leaving.
Damn.
Did one guy commit suicide?
Yes.
One guy committed suicide.
One of the scientists committed suicide. Because yeah.
Like some Scientology stuff. What?
Yeah, it really was a lot like Scientology. It reminded me of Scientology.
Really?
Yeah, the whole thing did, because it was just a fucking scam. It's like they just want to prop up this big picture, because nothing's really happening behind the doors.
That's all. That's Enron. That's all of them.
Of course.
Elron. Hubbard.
Yeah, they're all Ponzi schemes.
That's the guy that started Scientology.
Are you taking those gummies? What are you doing?
Yeah, just on the gummies?
He's on it, bro. He's connecting the dots.
There's no dots.
We're on a different level than you right now, Matt Cox.
Yeah, that's the...
We're on a whole nother dimension. We're in another dimension right now. Yeah, bro.
They keep saying she's looking at 20 years.
20 years.
I'm telling you right now, I can't believe they're saying 20.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe it's not way more than that.
I know, right? How much did you steal? Look how much this bitch stole.
And for real. Honestly, this went on and on.
You got 26 and you only stole like 6 million.
Yeah, but she's got Weinstein's lawyer.
No, she doesn't. Yeah, she does have Weinstein.
She probably doesn't now.
No, yeah, she
still
does.
How much time did Bernie get?
Bernie got 150 years.
150?
Like, oh, yeah, he's done.
How much
yeah.
money did he steal?
You know, he works at commissary, right?
Really?
Yeah, they all day long you can hear him calling out inmates' names. Like,
really?
Yeah, he's like, Johnson 40117.
No. Yo, but the only
Thomas,
the only difference
window
between
4005.
You call crazy. Your name and then they tell you what window to go to.
Matt, the only difference between her and Madoff was that Madoff was very conscious that he was running a Ponzi scheme, and he was very aware he was never going to pay anybody back. Yeah. I think this lady thought that she eventually, this shit could actually happen.
Madoff didn't start his company like that. You know, he didn't start off immediately saying, "This is a Ponzi scheme. I'm going to go as long as I can." He was like chairman of the stock exchange or something. You know, he was a legitimate guy. He had a legitimate company. It morphed. Most of these morph into that. Do you see what I'm saying? Look, you want to know one of the ways to know that he knew from the beginning it wasn't going to be a huge scam? Because he started the money, or he started it with his own money, and he did it in his own name. If you're running a Ponzi scheme,
yeah,
and I'm going to project false earnings, one, even if I start it with my own name, I wouldn't start it in my name. You know, you would you would put somebody else as the front man. You would, or you would use a false identity, or you would, there's a thousand ways to do it. It's something that started off as a legitimate, and then he started providing false, false earnings or false returns. And then it got to the point where it was like, okay, I can never make up for this. I'm not even going to invest anymore.
You're just going to ride until the wheels fall off.
Yeah, I'll just ride this fucker out. Maybe I can go. Keep in mind, the longer you go, the more emboldened you are. Then he gets investigated several times. He actually passes the audits. You pass the audit with no trades. No, because they're, what did you do? Oh, I did this and this and this. Looks good, Bernie. Thanks a lot.
Damn.
It's like, you're fucking crazy. So every time he did that, he just got more emboldened, probably thought, look, I'll ride this fucker. I can never retire.
Hell yeah.
But maybe I'll just die of cancer or something, and then they'll figure it out when I'm gone. Or, you know, who knows what he's thinking. But the one thing you can't do is stop. You know, that's the same. And with her, I think it's the same thing. I think she started thinking, I'm going to fake it till I make it.
Right.
And then we're going to come up with these revolutionary things. Because all she was saying is, like, the tests already exist. But you need a machine this big. We just have to really shrink the technology. And how often is that? Look at the first cell phone. The first cell phone was a brick. It was this big. We shrunk it down to where, honestly, it's not even this. You can have everything in this. You can have in your ear in just a little thing. People just don't do it. It's too expensive. But the point is she was thinking, just shrink the technology. Yeah.
Seems simple.
But the problem is she did. It's the same thing that I think most of these, you know, psychopaths do, is that one, she's not thinking it through. She doesn't care about the ramifications. She's planning it all, but the big thing is she's promising too big. You're saying this machine can do the 300 known tests on blood. What are you doing? Who? No, not you. I'm just saying in general, why would you say 300?
Right.
Why wouldn't you have just taken like the core ones that you could?
You knew you would get.
Right. Well, you don't need to test for
100.
Right. Do you really need to test to make sure you don't have disease that's already been eradicated? Like, oh, we're testing for smallpox. There's no smallpox. It doesn't even exist. Well, we're going to test for it. Yeah, but you need a machine this big to test for it. What are you doing? Why are you throwing that one in there? You need a room this size to run all the tests that you're saying you're going to fit into what's basically the size of a CPU. What are you doing? You can't do it. You know, so it's like, why would you? It's like these Ponzi scheme guys. You know how they get caught right away? Most of them get caught right away. Why Bernie Madoff went so long is Bernie Madoff was giving you 8 to 10%. Returns like, well, no, I think it was between like 6 to 8%. It wasn't outrageous, but it's consistent. Your money was secure. It's these guys that say you're going to get 140% return. Okay, well, great. You can maybe go 2 years if you can keep borrowing, and then it all collapses. You're just an idiot. Yeah, you got swamped right away. Yeah, we got the money in. Yeah, but you lasted 2 years, and then you had to go to prison for 10. You know, so it's like, how do you want to? You want to have a real run? You want to really raise someone? Yeah. Be reasonable. Don't say 300, because not just that. If you raise enough money. And you put it into you put it into R&D, you might pull it off.
Yeah. Right, right.
There's no way she's pulling this off.
Keep developing it, make it better, you know?
Right. Let's add some more shit.
You have to start with 300.
She was thinking, we're going to fucking pull this off before the feds come in. We got to pull it off before the feds come in. But the craziest thing is, she kept raising money by getting all these badasses to join her company.
Yeah, yeah. She knew what she was doing.
She got the best scientists, the best known
and well, political contacts.
Well-respected scientists in the country. She hired them to work for them, put them on the front page of her website. So when she went to go get investment money, they're like, oh, shit, she's got these people. But these scientists, once they start working there, they're like, nothing works. She's like, I don't care. Go work in HR or something.
We're going to transfer you.
You're still going to work here, but you're not going to do science because you know the science is all fucked up.
Oh, you know what? I love that when she would have the people come in. Like, you're going to possibly invest, or you're one of the investors, or maybe you're thinking about investing. She'd have them come in.
And check everything out.
Yeah, well, and this is the machine. Go ahead, let's take the sample of blood. Okay, now you place it in here. Okay, all right. Okay, it's going to take a while. Let's go in the other room and have we have hors d'oeuvres, and we want you to meet Bob, the top scientist. Walks in the other room. Another lab tech comes, sneaks in. Pulls out the fucking blood, goes into the other room, runs a bunch of tests with it, comes back an hour later, sticks it back in the machine, sticks the shit, and then when they, it should be done by now. Let's go back in there. She walks back in, pulls it out, and goes, so you're diabetic? I am diabetic.
Sold.
I also see that you have this and this. You know, you might want to get a CAT scan. You know,
yeah.
This is what's going on. So they totally, and they said she didn't do it once. She did it. They did it over and over and over.
Oh,
so
man.
You, how is she now going to get on the stand and be like, I had no I idea the technology wasn't going to work.
Right.
You've been running a scam for 10 years.
Right. Fuck. Right.
That was just creative financing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the whole thing,
with a good lawyer,
the whole, like the biggest kicker, the biggest selling point of the whole thing was it's only a drop of blood. But people are going into Walgreens and they're doing regular blood draws.
Yeah, it never worked.
Like, so, what the fuck is this? I'm supposed to get, you're prick my finger, you're pulling out a fucking whole vial of blood.
It was just, that's just the pit. Oh, the blood drop. That's just marketing. That's just good marketing. Now let's get that vein
that's
out.
That's just good for the first.
You think the
tests.
Quarter pounder really weighs a quarter pound?
She's something else, boy. They're gonna love her in prison.
She's fucked. Would you be pissed off if she only got 20
She'll
years?
She'll probably go to a nice prison, though, right?
I wouldn't be pissed off. It's a money crime, which is horrific. I'm not saying it's not horrific, but God, I don't know. 20 years, that's a long time. But honestly, what were you thinking? I mean, I'm that's bad. You almost typically, I am typically always like, you know what? It's too much time because it's almost always too much time. But my God, I mean, we're talking about almost $1 billion over the course of 10 years. I mean, you could have she has some mental illness. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? First of all, if you knew it was a scam, money's going to be, you know, if you knew you're going to put some money away, do something. You know, this is coming down. Nothing. I bet you she didn't put nothing that way. Secondly, the other thing is there's got to be a mental illness there because
definitely
she was unwilling to accept that it wasn't going to work, and she's threatening and she's doing it like why didn't you claim bankruptcy? I mean, once it wasn't coming together and you knew, she just kept raising money and raising money and raising money.
Yeah, that's where she went wrong.
What are you doing? I mean, there's got to be, plus the baritone, the wearing the sweaters, she's
the crazy eyes.
It's got to be like a mental illness.
Do you think she has? Diagnose her.
Oh, I mean, she's absolutely narcissistic. She's got antisocial disorder for sure. She's either a sociopath or a psycho, but probably a psychopath because
she seems like psycho.
Because she's got good organizational skills. You know, she's able to, at the very least, she's able to fake relationships with people, you know, which is basically what I have.
Charming.
Yeah, she's super charming. Super charming. But definitely narcissistic. She's very concerned about her image. And she also knew that the image was part of the whole kind of scam. Like, I don't know. It's tough, bro. That's tough.
Yeah.
But definitely, listen, what is she? Why would you go to trial? Unless they just came out of the gate and said, take 20. And she's like, fuck it. The problem with this, by the way, is you understand a lot of times people will be like, well, the most they can give is you 20. And you go, okay. And then you get sentenced and the judge says, yeah, you got 15 charges. I'm
kingpin.
Yeah. Not kingpin. I'm going to run them. You know, I'm going to run them, you know, what do they call it? The guys just always call it this. What is it when you have a train? They're gonna stack it. Whatever they'd say, and they're gonna stack them instead of running them. You know, at the same time, like concurrently, they're gonna run them consecutively, and then they're just gonna stack the charges. So you're 20 years, yeah, but you got 10 charges, so it's 200 years.
You understand?
My lawyer said, no matter what your lawyer said.
What if she doesn't get any jail time?
She won't. There's no way she's not getting any jail time.
Really?
There's no way. She's getting jail time.
She got a really good lawyer, Matt Cox.
I don't fucking care who she has. She's going to prison. If they hit her on, bro.
She going to Coleman?
Coleman, they're turning it into a men's camp.
Oh, no more women's camp?
No, the whole complex is now male.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to move all the women out and transfer it to men.
Why are they doing that?
You know, I didn't get a memo, so I don't know.
I thought you were still on the mailing list.
No, I heard it.
They didn't send you a Christmas card.
No. Oh my God. Okay. So what are we doing?
That's it.
Poor Elizabeth.
Let's wrap it up.
Poor Elizabeth.
Let's wrap it up.
Adios, Elizabeth.
Can you imagine if you invested, if you were some some, you know, widow with $2 million and you dumped your life savings into it and she pissed it away on,
oh, yeah,
on just tech that every fucking scientist she had hired said, it ain't going to happen. Mm. Well, it's not really scientists, isn't it? It's, what was she, who was she hiring? She, it was really technology. She's just trying to shrink the technology.
It was technology, but it was also
probably failed tech.
I don't know what that is.
No, they were also, they were like, they were researchers. They were scientific, right, researchers, and they were whatever, people who study blood and shit. I don't know.
What are those, biologists? What,
yeah, I guess biologists.
This is where the Florida education system broke down.
Yeah. I don't know. I went to public school.
Construction. Just, I mean, I can barely read.
That's good. I got to go to bed. Santa Claus is coming tonight.
Yep.
And that was a good hour podcast, Matt. Thanks for coming.
It is what it is, yeah. They can't all be 3 hours.
Everyone go subscribe.
Don't call Matt for any scams. Yeah, wait, he's not doing it.
Yeah, Matt's not going to help you with any scams. He's going
to
get
wrapped up
by
the feds. Go to my channel.
Don't go to his channel.
Subscribe. Hit the button. Share the video. Subscribe to Danny. Hit the button.
Hit the bell. Hit the bell, bitch.
The whole thing.
Please and thank you.
I wore a red shirt.
I love you.
And you, this isn't, you're, he's, well, I guess we're all a little festive.
Yeah, we're all, we all got our own, we all got our own flair going here. I'm ready to wrap it up. Smoke my cigar.
Merry Christmas.
It stinks in here because of this. Were you smoking? You were smoking a cigar, right?
Yeah.
That's it, right? What are we doing? We're done? We're all done?
Yeah, I'll wrap it up.
Yeah, see all if right. You're rich.
Goodbye, world.